This is episode 109 on February 6th, 2015.
Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Tiny Shutter Podcast, where we talk about iPhone photography and other stuff. I'm Joseph Ferreira.
I am Matt Hoffman.
And I'm Mark Sadowski. And monitoring the chat room today, we have Maud Byrne. How's it going, Maud?
I am good.
Woohoo! Yeah. What a week, man. It has been sunny and beautiful. I can't complain at all.
You're lucky I don't have a soundbite that's vulgar enough to describe the strangulation that I want. Oh, here we go.
You son of a bitch.
That'll do, pig.
Now, it did get down to 18 degrees today, but I can't really complain. Tomorrow's supposed to be up in the 60s. Actually, Sunday is supposed to be up in the 60s, but that's nice. How's it going over in your neck of the woods, Matt? I think we lost Matt.
That good.
Skype is cutting in and out for me, so sorry.
That's all right. How's it going over there, Matt?
Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
And you, Mark?
I am determined that this weather has proven that either there is no God or there is a God and he hates me. And the rest of the New England.
Because
for some reason
wintertime?
He allowed us to win the... Well, it's not just wintertime. This is like...
He held winter off until January 27th. And then he gave us all of winter in 1 week.
And it's still coming. It's essentially the stuff
for an encore.
Yeah. It's essentially the stuff from Game of Thrones right now.
Winter is here.
Yeah. And the Lord allowed us to win the Super Bowl, but not live in comfort.
It's your punishment for winning the Super Bowl.
I would have rather had the Seahawks lose. Rather win, and sorry, that's a force of habit, and us have a, you know, mild winter, but
kids are loving it though.
Oh yeah, except for mine, who are all sick and going stir crazy, just like the parents.
You know, my kids got uber excited before we got this big snow when we had like half an inch of snow. They were like, snow, and they put on their snow pants and everything. They went out and they played out there for hours. We get all this amount of snow, they sit inside and they look at it. Why don't you go out and play? Yeah, not right now.
We can't, it's too big.
Actually, it really is. It's too deep for my son. My son can't really walk in it. It's so funny to watch him try.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been seeing Mark's pictures he's been sending me and all that, and I'm like, oh, thank you, Lord, I don't have to go into that stuff. But yeah, it's been a little chilly, but it's warmed up. It's been a strange winter for us over here.
All right, you know what? We got to get off this topic because I am seriously going to like strangle a skunk.
Well, speaking of strangling. Speaking of strangling, I need to.
Well, let's go into focus point.
Yeah, let's go into focus point.
Focus point.
All right, this is a rant because I was just hearing different podcasts talk about this thing called the selfie stick, and it triggered a memory. My trip to California last year for Christmas was the first time I had ever seen a selfie stick. And, you know, at first I'm looking at like, what are these people doing? Are they trying to get pictures of other people above their head? And then I realized, no, it's turned around to face at them. And that's when I knew I was looking at a selfie stick. And it wasn't so much that I saw one. It seemed like one out of 10 people in California, at least where I was, had one.
And uh-huh. Were they all foreigners?
No, they're locals.
Ah, that's interesting.
Oh no, it's a. I think it's a. I think it's a sickness. Because and actually, you know, this it was Christmas in the Park in San Jose, which is a popular venue to go during Christmas time because of Christmas lights and everything. But instead of people actually enjoying Christmas in the Park, they were just taking pictures of themselves.
But first, let me take a selfie.
Yeah. So I didn't know if you guys had seen any selfie sticks in your neck of the woods, pun intended. But I haven't really seen them here in South Carolina. Most people still use their arm, which is kind of, you know, at least in my book, accepted.
We've been busy trying to not die in this weather. So... No.
I've never seen somebody actually using one.
Yeah.
I've only ever seen people do like what you say, like hold out an arm or grab somebody's, hey, take a picture of me. But I've seen them before, but I've never seen somebody actually like using one.
How do you take the picture with it?
I think there's a triggering device or they use some sort of a timer. But I really think it's the stick was meant for somebody to place. I really think there might be a cord that goes into the audio jack to be able to trigger the camera.
Interesting. Matt, you were about to say something before I cut you off.
Yeah, one thing that's kind of jokey and then another thing that's not. So in all seriousness, I've never actually... like personally seen for real a selfie stick, but all the times that I've ever like seen one used, like on, if I was watching something on the internet, it's usually connected to like a GoPro camera.
Yeah.
You know, somebody skiing down the mountain and they have a, you know, a stick and the GoPro camera pointed back at them as they're skiing.
Right. I got one of those too.
Down the hill. But as far as, like here in Ohio. Am I still there?
No, you're still here.
You're good.
Yeah.
here in Ohio, it really isn't an issue because people don't take selfies in Ohio because nobody wants to post something on the internet letting other people know that they're in Ohio. So it's really not an issue.
It was something that kind of caught me off guard. Number one, because it was younger kids that were doing it. So I understand they like taking pictures of themselves, but it was like, it was one of those things that made me think, what is happening to our society? You know, I'm starting to become a grumpy old man. And I didn't know if that was a local phenomenon or if this was starting to spread and how far has it gone.
Oh, dude, selfie sticks are really popular in Asia.
And, okay, well, that says a lot because San Jose has a very large Asian population and they were mainly the ones that were using them.
See?
Wow. There we go. Mystery solved.
That's so, why I asked if they were tourists. They were probably...
No, they're locals.
Well, because... they were of ethnic persuasion. And
right. Joe, you said you heard about this on some podcasts.
Yeah.
What was the conversation about and like what was the context? Why would a... Like, I'm actually wondering why we're talking about it now. But I'm also wondering why other podcasts are talking about
something. Oh, they're so all silly. Like, we love selfie sticks.
But first, let me take a selfie.
And then the rest of the video is them just taking pictures.
No, I was listening to Tips from the Top Floor with Chris Marquardt. And he had mentioned that he saw a selfie stick. I think he had, same thing, gone kind of on vacation and saw one in the wild. and then mentioned it, and he didn't come right out and say that he hated it, but you know, it was like one of those things, and I was like, it triggered in my head. I was like, oh yeah, I forgot, because I had done the best I could to kind of burn it out of my memory.
So essentially, you blocked it out.
Yep.
And in a moment of regression, or whatever you call it, it came back into your memory, and now you're having
like a photograph PTSD. In a dark room. It floated back up to the surface, and I was like, no, okay. But I didn't, you know, I was thinking about it, and I was like, is this something that's normal, or is this something that hasn't quite reached its peak?
Sorry, man.
I'm just trying to imagine like carrying that around. Like, what a weird thing to be like walking around town carrying a big stick around.
And it's not,
I don't know.
It's not,
I don't see
huge.
That being all that weird, because it's you as a photographer, you walk around carrying a tripod or a monopod.
Okay, but that's not what we're talking about here, though. We're not talking about photographers.
Right. But for teenage kids in this age, that's photographers for them. Like, for us, photographers mean something different. For them, that's what photographers means. It means you take a lot of pictures of yourself, a lot of Instagram pictures, a lot of stuff like that, and they carry around selfie sticks.
A lot of one-star reviews from teenagers. But before they give us a one-star review, they'll...
But first, let me take a selfie.
Okay, a challenge. I'm issuing a challenge. Somebody needs to give us a one-star review.
No!
And then take a selfie where we could see that one-star review, like, on their computer screen behind them, posted to our Facebook group. I want to see it.
No, dude, let me one-up you on that, and please no one-star review. We worked really hard. It's been a horrible winter. I think we should do an Instagram challenge where we bring it out to our community, and everybody should start taking selfies in the most creative way possible.
You know, I did think of a use for the selfie stick. You know, if my son's being a knucklehead, I can use it to kind of like tap him on the shoulder and say, "Hey, knock it off." But yeah, and
that joke doesn't work too much when we're living in a litigious society, does it?
Yeah, and besides, that's what a beaten stick is for.
See, the beaten stick is made of wood, and it has a lot more flexibility to it. Selfie sticks are made of aluminum, and they bend.
But, Judge, I was just using it to take a selfie.
Oh, man, I wish I had a guilty one. Thing.
Erroneous. Erroneous on both counts.
All right, no more sound bites.
It's something, the whole selfie phenomenon just kind of bothers me a little bit. I think there's a whole lot of narcissism, and it probably just has to work out of, I don't know if this is just something that young people do, or if this is, you know, a growing condition of the human experience.
Look, it's extremely cheap and easy to take a photo nowadays, where you could literally just defecate a photo every other second. It's just the nature of the beast nowadays. You can look at the young, you could look at the old. I follow a bunch of people on Instagram just for the sheer enjoyment of like what they're photographing in a rather ironic way.
Yeah.
There's this one woman that I'm following, and her everything is nothing but selfies. And in some cases, it's an image thing. Like, people try to make themselves feel better. Other cases, it's just pure narcissism and evil, and they should be put away.
Spayed and neutered.
Spayed and neutered.
Some of them you may see on the E Network.
I've stopped follow or unfollowed people who, when I started following them, were largely nature photography, which is what I tend to follow, but slowly turned into selfies, and I've just cut them out.
So that's why you haven't liked my photos lately.
I am on Instagram right now for the first time in a long time.
Like, there are some selfies that are cool. Like, my wife and kids, she'll play with the camera app, and it's fun stuff. And, you know, sometimes you can be cheeky. Sometimes you can be, do cool stuff with it. But
there's nothing inherently wrong with a selfie. What's wrong is it's the culture of I'm not going to take one selfie and maybe you'll see another one from me 6 months later. It's the culture of you're going to see 5 selfies today.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's the problem.
Now, I'll take the occasional selfie with the cute little girl in my arms, but, you know, she's only 15 months and she has a great little smile.
Yeah, but you did the duck lips, and that's very acceptable. All right. I think the worst selfie trope, let's just say, I don't know if we'll all agree on this one, but I think the worst of the worst is when you see men and women who will go into the bathroom.
Oh gosh.
And take pictures of their smoking hot bodies, quote unquote. And
looking at, like, their phone while they take the picture.
Yeah, and they're just that's their entire Instagram is them in the bathroom, just, you know, showing off their guns or butts or whatever it is. I think that is the
I think they're trying to show off the decor.
I'm sure it's the lovely porcelain and the embroidery stitched shower curtains that they have. Yes. Can you think of anything lower?
Oh, the girl who took a selfie of the guy who was about to jump off the bridge.
Yeah, that's pretty low.
I remember that one.
But that's just one time.
Yeah.
It's not like she's going to
find every single bridge jumper.
Yeah, find every single, like, horrible moment and do a selfie.
Too bad we didn't have better cameras like when the Hindenburg disaster. That would have been a great selfie opportunity.
Oh my God.
Photoshop.
Selfies in history.
Oh.
Oh my God. You just opened up a whole can. That's
actually kind of, I kind of like that idea.
Yeah, that needs to happen now.
Yes. Absolutely. I think that is a challenge now.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there has to be some ground rules, I think.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Gotta have
nothing that would offend a community of people.
Yes, that's true.
The last thing I want is, like, selfies in Auschwitz or anything.
A selfie John Dillinger's body or something like that. You know.
Yeah, like no Holocaust stuff, no 9/11 stuff.
Yeah.
But everything else is fair game.
Okay, yeah. I'll do that
fun.
One.
Fun.
All right, so the places where you could post these will be in our Facebook group, the iPhoneography Facebook group, brought to you by Tiny Shutter, and our Instagram feed. Just add the hashtag Tiny Shutter to your historic selfie in time.
Nice.
Bonus points if you do...
duck face.
The whole... As I say, if you do the whole composite on your iPhone.
Oh, perfect. Yes, absolutely. I think you have to say, you know, and say how you did it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what have we done?
We went to the edge of insanity and jumped. I'm game.
Nothing. Yeah. Nothing with violent intentions. Although statement really. Oh my god, that's so wrong on so many levels.
Yeah, maybe some of my ideas, I'll share them with you guys first.
and get them vetted out first.
Get a consensus on whether or not it's safe for the rest of the world.
Yeah, no, that's cool. Challenge accepted.
And if you're not going to do like a Photoshopped version, just do a regular selfie and just be creative with it. And let's show everybody that we're lame too.
All right. Well, cool. I think that's a good idea. Well.
That's going to be decided later.
Yes.
let's reserve judgment. One thing I wanted to add, speaking of other podcasts, the Morning Stream is having their 32nd film festival, and I found it acceptable that we, the Tiny Shutter hosts, are going to put our name in the hat on that one. Yes. So we're currently working on a video. Joe is supposed to send me photos since he's the only one who's not living in apocalyptic land. Maude and I are going to do some video work when we can cross the Alps safely.
And I'm going to sit back and take credit for all of it.
Matt gets producer credit.
That's right.
And Shannon's working on a couple photos too. Sweet. Some key photos. I'm not going to say what it is. I will put it on our Tiny Shutter YouTube feed. Dust that puppy off and do that. But it got me to thinking that, you know, we need to do some more video.
Yes.
So I think once Westeros thaws off, I'm going to start doing a little bit more in the video department and try to get creative with that on Instagram.
Nice. Yep. No, that's going to be fun. All right. Well, let's go ahead and let's move into some updates.
I guess the soundbite is good.
News team, assemble!
All right, Matt, what updates do we have to that have either happened or will probably happen?
Well, I'm not a good prognosticator, but we just recently had an update to the iOS, so updates to all the apps are rolling out fast and furious. Just a couple that I wanted to mention were 645 Pro and PureShot. They generally get like the same update, and nothing real super big. They have support now for something called Grip and Shoot.
Yeah,
so I don't know what that is exactly, but I'm sure it's very cool.
Suffy sticks.
it probably is. Lens Light, which is an app that I like for adding like lens flares and different light effects to your pictures, that had a pretty good update. It now offers full resolution support for newer devices, so that'd be like your iPhone 6 and 6 Plus and I believe the newer versions of the iPads. And then you also can now save to PNG, which is a higher quality format with lossless compression. So it takes up more space on your phone, but it's just if you're gonna throw that on the maybe on your computer and work on it like in Photoshop or some other editing program, it might be advantageous to save in that format.
I wish that the PNG files were, you can do the same thing as on a regular computer where you can delete some of the color and then have it see through instead of, you know, it being just white.
Transparent?
Yep, transparent.
Yeah, I can't help you there. Sorry. Yeah.
I'm beyond help.
The grip and shoot is kind of like a gun-like device that you can use to mount your iPhone and to do photography.
I know you like your iPhone, but you're really mounting it now?
Yeah.
All right.
I link it in our Skype chat.
One more to mention. The Moment app had an update. It's got a redesigned interface. Still like a super simple app. They didn't really do anything too crazy with it. However, you can now save in TIFF format, which is pretty sweet. So there's been tons and tons of other updates over the last week or so, but those are the ones I thought were worth mentioning.
Nice. Yeah, everything else is pretty much like bug fixes and things like that.
Yeah, there's some other stuff like the app Fragment. It's one of those apps that you can add like geometric shapes and stuff. They got a bunch of new effects and stuff. And one of them is like a 3D effect that works with like 3D glasses. So that's kind of nifty.
Nice.
And Slow Shutter Cam had an update as well.
Nice.
So update your apps.
Yes. Because those red numbers are going to haunt you.
Tell me about it.
Wait, no, that's just my OCD.
I think that's everybody's OCD.
Nice. Good job. All right. Mark, did you want to mention something?
I was going to do a little rant on something, but I'll save it for next week. The one thing I do want to mention is, I don't know if this, I'll just mention it now. We don't have to, I don't know if we want to blend picks with things, but I encourage everybody to go into Starbucks, and if you're getting some coffee, look around to see if they have any free apps that you can grab, because they usually do these. No, seriously, they offer these little cards, and they're redeemable for apps, basically, specific apps. Like, one of the free apps that I got was an app called Comic Book, and it just allows you to take your photos and put into, like, a comic book format. And it was free because I went to Starbucks. And
I started laughing because I'd be like walking in. What would you like to drink? I'm good, thanks. Can I get one of those cards?
You could do that. I mean, we all have iPhones, so naturally our natural inclination is to go into a Starbucks.
Oh, really?
Oh yeah, it's in our genes now. If you own a Mac, that definitely you're drawn to a Starbucks. It's just the way it is. It's kind of like you own a house, now you're a Republican. So
the opinions expressed on the show are. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Send your hate mail to me. Hashtag Mostly Marcus.
Cool. All right. Well, cool. And if you do go and do a Starbucks and find something cool, let us know. Maybe we can go treasure hunting and see what kind of deals are out there. All right. Well, let's go ahead and move into post pick of the week.
And we will do that as soon as I can find the damn audio. Here we go.
Post pick of the week.
All right. Well, I decided to go ahead and pick this one this week also, even though I did the last show, because I saw this picture and it said, oh, awesome, let's do it. All right. This is an image of a sunset, and it's silhouettes. It looks like something we've possibly done before, but to be honest, I didn't look. But it looks awesome. And MSQRD did the image, and I just love the reflections of the sunlight hitting the clouds, the silhouettes and everything. I love that image.
Makes the me, silhouette of the water tower.
Yeah,
it makes me think of summertime.
Yeah, I was gonna say it doesn't feel like winter. There's warmth, but
they are really cool clouds. Really cool gradient of cloud coverage there.
Yeah, so I saw it and thought it looked great. What do you think, Matt?
Yeah, I like it a lot. The one thing that I think I like the most about it is just the fact that he chose the water tower as the subject, more or less, because it is recognizable in silhouette, you know, rather than it just being like, you know, some kind of like high rise building where it just looks like a black rectangle or something like that.
Yeah.
So good shot.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a, awesome.
Makes me think of Animaniacs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you want your image to be featured on Post Pick of the Week, we use the image for our cover art for the episode. Hashtag your Instagram images, with the hashtag Tiny Shutter, and we go through each week and painstakingly choose an image because there's so many good ones in there, and we pick it because we like it or because it's funny, but whatever, you know, just put it in there and it could be chosen. So, all right. Well, do you guys have anything else that you wanted to bring up?
No, just pray for us. Pray for Mojo.
Yeah, the people up the Northeast are getting a lot of snow.
Oh, it's stopped right now. It stopped just enough for it to get to Arctic cold temperatures. And
so whatever is melted has become ice.
Oh, yes. Lots of ice.
Melted, that's funny.
We got a little bit of a melt. The sun was warm, even though the air temperatures were cold, and it was enough to melt just a thin layer on the driveways and stuff.
Yes, the sun is technically warm, 93 million miles away. Here, on the other hand, no.
I think the sun stays at a consistent temperature.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maude, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you?
You can find me at Instagram, Maudburn.
All right. Matt.
I can be found on Instagram and Twitter at mhoffmanphoto.
All right. And Mark.
You could find me in my nice little igloo, but if you're not around here, you can find me on Instagram. I am that Polish photographer, and I am mostly Marcus on Twitter.
And I am on Instagram at Joseph Ferreira. And also you can find us hanging about on Facebook at the it's going to be facebook.com/groups/tinyshutter. And let us know that you're listening to the show. And if you have any questions, leave a question or leave a comment or just, you know, show us your work. We love seeing it. And it's nice to know that you guys are out there listening to us and actually care to listen, but also contribute, because there are things said on Facebook that may be mentioned on the show, especially if it's a great question or a good suggestion. We would love to hear it. You can also find the show notes on tinyshutter.com. Just find the episode number and look through the show notes to find what we're talking about. And then also we're on Alpha Geek Radio on Channel 2 on Friday nights. So if you want to listen live and participate in the chat, please do. And
yes, please do. I'm here all alone.
Yeah. We love being able to chat with you and hear from you. But join us if you have nothing else better to do, and you can have some fun. So, all right, Mark, why don't you lead us out of here?
through the snow, through the deep, deep snow. All right, here we go.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Did we talk about the all-girl cast Ghostbusters?
I think we did an off-show talk.
It was mentioned at some point.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm looking forward to that. The only thing I pray that they don't do is try to
redo a movie.
Well, these girls are extremely funny, yeah. And I don't want it to be a movie about, hey, this is Ghostbusters, but we're girls. Like, don't make an emphasis that they're, you know, that they're women. Do you know what I mean? Don't turn it into a trope. These girls are funny on their own, and absolutely, let them make their own Ghostbusters movie and
make it original.
Well, that, you know, as much as you can when you're taking a previously used property.
Original.
Make it a Ghostbusters, not a Ghostbusters 2.
Yes.
All right, there we go. Show ending.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.
I'll probably see the DVD cover.
But first, let me take a selfie.